Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blevino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there? Stay blessed.
It's all good. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to thank all the fans for all the support. I'd like to thank Bipolar Naked Magazine. I'd like to thank Mad Men UNG Records. I'd like to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'd like to thank West Coast Hip Hop Awards. And I'd just like to give love to everybody who's really out there supporting Put 'Em On Blast Radio and Raw Dog Music. And everybody that's online, www.blogtalkradio.com/putemonblastradio. And like I said, you can connect with us on facebook.com/putemonblastradio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. Same thing as if any inquiries, anybody want any interviews on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, just hit us up, putemonblastradio@gmail.com. Please email us 1 to 3 tracks and a photo, and we'll add you to. And it's all good and it's all love. But on tonight's show, as you know, every Thursday, Put 'Em On Blast Radio presents the music industry discussion. This is part 4 with our special guest, Madman, from UNG Radio, and I mean Records, my bad. And right now, we're going to bring Madman to the line and say what's good. Say what's good, Madman.
Yo, what's good, Crazy Mo and Kimmy? You know what I'm saying? What's going on with all the Put 'Em On Blast listeners out there? From Sac-Town to L.A. to A-Town and to London. What's going down?
It's all love. It's all love. Kimmy Simone out there listening. It's all good. And I just want to thank you, Madman, for tuning in with us tonight. You know, and like I told everybody, you know, this discussion tonight is about the music industry. And tonight's issue that we're going to be talking about is the paperwork behind the music, which is ASCAP, BMI, and et cetera. You know, everybody needs publishing, you know what I'm saying, royalties. People needs to know, like all these upcoming artists that's coming out in industry, they need to know about royalties. Because they always just, in it, you know, you always see people just rapping, but they're not getting paid for anything. And then once they feel themselves getting tired of performing over and over at the same clubs, first thing they say is, I need to start getting royalties. How do you do this? How do you do that? Well, they should have been doing that from the get-go, which, like I said, they can go through ASCAP, BMI, or whoever they please. See what I'm saying? Just make sure they choose the right one. And while we got you on the line, let some people know your experiences with who are you with right now. Because, see, I'm an ASCAP member, but I'm soon to be a BMI member after I get up out of my contract with ASCAP. But who are you with right now?
ASCAP, BMI, CSAC. The thing is with this, it's real tricky, man. When it comes to getting your money from them folks, you got to really put your foot on their neck because they're sure enough hold your royalties back, man, for our average artists who don't know. You can have money in the bank over there right now, and they'll never tell you. So you got to stay on top of your paperwork like Crazy Mo was saying. Stay on your paperwork. And for those out there who don't know exactly what we're talking about, to break it down in a real serious fashion, it's like this. It's like when you write your lyrics, you got to get them copywritten, right? So that's what Library of Congress. But ASCAP and BMI is places that record your music when it gets played on the radio / doing stage shows. So you got certain people that they hire that's out there listening to the radio, watching videos, watching the stage shows. Everything you're doing is being publicized. That's what ASCAP stands for. You know what I mean? You know, a publisher or a promoter / publicized, they looking at everything you do for you to get your checks. There's a lot of things that you got to do following their books to get your checks. But once you get them, you get them going.
Uh-huh. And let everybody know who you with. Are you with ASCAP or are you with BMI? You know, who are you with?
I'm registered to all three. I'm registered to three, CSAC, ASCAP, and BMI.
Uh-huh.
And the only one I've ever finished that from is ASCAP.
Okay, and let everybody know your experiences with these companies that they haven't even came in contact with, like all the new upcoming artists, even some of the artists that's out there right now that's been out there for a while that still to this day haven't did their paperwork, knowing they might be the hottest artists out there. They might even be on Billboard, SoundScan somewhere, but just ain't did the paperwork. You know, but just let everybody know your experiences. What are your experiences dealing with these companies?
Well, I got one I could share with everybody. Back in 95 to like 1999, me and my group, UNG, Underground G's, we used to perform once a month with the ASCAP Showcase. And that was hosted by the Poetess from the Bay Area, now in L.A., 92.3 The Beat, ran by Rap Sheet and ESP. Edna Sims, they had a massive deal with ASCAP to do the ASCAP show. It was called the Real Deal Showcase, sponsored by ASCAP. And ASCAP Showcase still goes on to this day right now. And that is like all the artists that signed the ASCAP so they can get these royalty checks, right? Once a month or once every 6 months, they have these hip-hop carcasses or R&B, country, jazz, whatever you want to call it. And they had these artists come down and sit behind panels and talk, kind of like what we're doing right now. We would talk about the music industry and everything, and people would ask, how could they get these checks? Like, you know how, like, the government is real sneaky, and they got loans and grants out there and all kind of money that people don't know about? That's kind of like how the royalty check game is. It's a lot of money out there that people don't know about. Like managers get 10% of your check, you know what I mean? When people put these records together, there's so many doors that you can go through to get a check. You really got to know which ones that have the key to open up. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. That's what we'll be trying to tell everybody, but some people don't listen, you know, and I know ASCAP, you have to register your works with ASCAP. You have to register your titles so that way it'll be in their archives. If you do not register your titles or your works or anything like that, you will not get any royalties. If you don't, you know, let ASCAP know about your shows, your performances or anything, you will not get paid for anything. So if there's any artists out there that have a manager or a so-called manager, somebody acting like a manager, and they're not doing your paperwork the right way, they're not doing it the right way, you know, and it'd be all good. Excuse me, Ms. Kimmy Simone was saying something. Yeah, but it's all good. But like I said, if the managers ain't doing it the right way, you guys need to do something different. Everybody can do it themselves. That's the way I feel personally. I feel like everybody can do it themselves. All you got to do, that's why we got the Internet. The Internet is good and it's bad at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The Internet, you can just type in BMI.com, ASCAP. You can Google these places and just do your homework on them and find out about the music industry. You know what I'm saying? That's why everybody is in certain groups. And that's why everybody goes, like the ASCAP. I know ASCAP has events every year in April. They got one coming up in 2013 in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Once again. And they have it every year. You know, all the record companies, everybody come out. You can sit down, like you said. You can sit down and talk to writers, producers, A&Rs, all kind of different people. And also see mainstream artists talking to you at these events. You know what I'm saying? So people need to get involved inside these companies so that way they can get the royalties and understand what royalties really is. And that's what people really need to do. They need to do their homework. And that's for everybody, even especially the young upcoming artists. That's why we always try to push the issue. I understand you rapping, you singing, doing whatever you're doing, but do the paperwork first. Because if you got talent, if you can sing, if you can rap, if you really got talent, that can wait. You can do the paperwork first because your talent is always there. So take the time out, quit buying sacks of weed, quit buying whatever it is, that miscellaneous stuff you really don't need, and use your money and put it towards your paperwork. You know what I'm saying? And get you a business lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs a business lawyer. what I'm saying, to give you the aspects of the ins and outs and all that. But, you know, you got to have a certain amount of money and before the business lawyer can really get involved. And, you know, that's why I say do the paperwork, do your homework so you understand the music industry. Because the music industry is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. Because the music industry will eat you up alive if you're not prepared for it. And I'm not saying that to push people away like, oh, he just don't want nobody in the industry. No, it really will eat you alive because it's for the good and it's for the bad. It's good because, you know, you get money, fancy cars, you get the good life, but at the same time, the flip side, the good life is really the bad life because now you got these people suing you. You got to pay for all the stuff that you got. This money, it ain't free. See what I'm saying? These houses, mansions, it's not free. All them girls in the videos, they're not free. You know, everything has a cost in this world. That's why I say to do everything yourself, be independent, be an independent artist. That's the best way to go is be independent. If you happen to get a record deal with a mainstream label, cool. That's fine. Take that deal, get that money. Go independent, do your own thing. Soak up game while you're with that mainstream label. Soak up what they're doing. Sit back, don't say nothing, and just listen to what they're saying. It's just like being in school. Learn the ins and outs. Ask questions if needed. They'll talk to you. See what I'm saying? Some people won't, but some people will. They'll give you that chance, and some people will show you the right way to go. And you'll have their doors open up for you, and there you'll be. You'll be on top of the world. You'll be another Russell Simmons. Or whoever it may be. So I'm saying you'll be on top. But I don't know. It's all good. But like I said, this is all about the music industry discussion, and it is what it is. But right now, man, I want to take this quick break, and I want to get into this Ice Cube track called Record Company Pimpin' to let everybody know, you know, I know most people heard this track right here, you know, and it's just Ice Cube talking about how the record company pimps artists. You know, how they pimp you out of your stuff and artists is just playing out of pocket. So we're going to just get into this quick little break right here with this Ice Cube record company pimping right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station.
Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen
a nigga
to my
told
demo.
Me
please,
the record company's the
demo.
Pimp.
Please
the artist is
demo.
The hoe. The stage is the corner, and the audience is the trick.
Incredible young nigga, you can't believe I'm just one nigga. Goddamn, I've gotten bigger, intellect superior. Walk in the room and make the whole interior inferior. If you look me in my eyes, you might fuck around and lose control of your mind, body, and your soul. Grab a hold, undisputed on the microphone. What you think? If you wink, I'll make you extinct. Did you blink? Did you ever drink your own brain matter? Shotgun enema, this ain't no cinema. All praises due to the creator. For this man here, there can't no nigga stand near true. Inventor of the W, what you wanna do? I got the red and the blue. Show me one nigga dedicated to raps. I'll show you 10 niggas dedicated to snaps. Record company, death trap, setting decoys. Just a pimp, young B-boys, with a cup full of yak. Studio contact, maniac with a contract. We'll turn the bass and the motherfucking treble. About to do a deal with the devil for my vocal level. Bullshit points, plus he wanna rub it in and take all my publishing. Goddamn, do I take it up the rectum just to rock the spectrum? Give up a right arm just to do the form? Hell no! All you motherfuckers gon' leave this bitch limping. No more record company pimping. No more.
No more
record company pimping. No more.
No more
record company pimping. No more.
No more.
Record company pimping, no more,
no more,
no more,
no more.
You ain't pimping me,
uh-uh.
I ain't pimping you,
uh-uh.
I just wanna be free.
I just wanna be free.
So what we gonna do?
Can I holler at you? Holler
you
at
you? Ain't pimping me.
Please listen to my demo.
I ain't pimping you.
Please listen to my demo.
I just wanna be free.
I just wanna be free.
So what we gonna do?
Can I holler at you? Holler at you?
I'ma keep it simple. It went from please listen to my demo to get your ass out my limo. Stretch presidential. It's essential cause the record company will have your ass in a rental. If you let them, you have to behead them. Contracts, you never read them. CEOs, you never met them. Sit to an attorney, Bernstein and Bernie. Nigga, that's his lawyer. Ain't got nothing for ya, treat you like they employer. I'm a warrior, fight you in the ass like a Georgetown lawyer. When they ignore your calls, you got to hold your balls. Catch a motherfucker slipping in bathroom stalls, and then you show him that you ain't a rookie. Let him know that you rather have more points than more pussy. Pimp turn bookie. Now how the fuck I getting so much debt? Goddamn, we just met. He said, welcome to the rap game. Motherfucker be confused and broke before he know what's happening. You can be the star and fuck women. I'ma just play the back and keep pimping. No more,
no more.
Record company pimping. No more,
no more.
Record company pimping. No more,
no more.
Record company pimping. No more,
no more.
No more,
no more.
You ain't pimping me.
Please listen to my demo.
I ain't pimping you.
Please listen to my demo.
I just wanna be free.
I just wanna be free.
So what we gonna do?
I got to holla at you, holla.
You ain't pimping me.
I
ain't pimping you. I just wanna be free.
I just wanna be free.
So what we gonna do?
I got to holla at you, holla at you. It went from please listen to my demo to get your ass out my limo. It went from please listen to my demo to get your ass out my limo. It went from please listen to my demo to get your ass out my limo. It went from please listen to my demo to get your ass out my limo.
Mamas, don't let your kids grow up to be rappers. Unless you tell them if they gonna get in this business, they better learn this business. Or they gonna get fucked. Simple as that.
Yeah, we back live once again on Put 'Em on Black yeah. Radio. And that was Ice Cube with Record Company Pimpin'. And we back live. Like I said, we got Man Man Live on the line with us. And we live here with the Music Industry Discussion Part 4. And it's all good and it's all love. Kimmy Simone, is you out there? She must be busy right now, caught up. It's all good, though. But, man, we still got you on the line?
For sure. All day I'm ready to go. Let's do this. Let's do this.
It's all good. It's all love. But, you know, I just want to just actually, you know, we already got over the insights of the BMI and ASCAP and the paperwork and everything. You know, is there anything you might want to add to this music industry discussion dealing with, you know, as far as publishing wise or record companies, because we got into paperwork and royalties and all that. But is there anything you might want to respond to as far as, like I said, artists signing that contract for a record deal to a mainstream or to an underground? Is there any insights or any wisdom you can give to them on doing that before they sign?
I'm glad you said that. It would be nice if artists would do their history before they sign these deals, before they get these deals. That way they'll know to take care of their paperwork before they even get the deal. So when they get the deal, the companies will know who they're dealing with. They're dealing with a person that's just kind of like a college student, you know. When a college grad graduates, he doesn't go into a company blind. He goes in knowing what that field of work is, and they know what his credentials is, so they give him the right amount of money. If you don't know what you got going, they're going to give you a piece of the pie, you know what I'm saying, a real little bitty piece instead of you getting half or whatever. See, like, you know, me and you, we street brothers, so we own the record company, we own the lyrics, we own the beat, we own such and such and such and such. So when we go through that door, our check value goes up. Now, you know, they the game, and they sitting back looking. They're like, well, they don't know nothing about publishing you know, when the record deal is over, will we still get paid for their royalties and, you know, stuff like that? So it is very important for people to do their study. Like Crazy Mo was saying, y'all, it's a business first. Not only in music, in basketball, football, working at McDonald's, everything that you're doing is a business, you know what I'm saying? But tonight's main topic is music industry, but for all my folks out there that's dealing with these contracts, you know what I'm saying? It's very important that you read them from top to bottom. Like my man said, get an entertainment lawyer to know your business, because in this rap game, it's steps. The first step is to, like, write a rap. The second step is go to the studio, make a beat probably, or make the beat already, and then do the rap. Then after that, you know, get it copywritten. Then after that, you know what I'm saying, if you're putting it out as a single, you got 200 steps before you actually could do it. Nowadays, you know, we got cats running around here making a song in the studio, and then they'll run and put it on Facebook, or they'll slap it on iTunes real quick, or YouTube fast. Didn't even get it copywritten, didn't try to go get it registered with City Hall or Library of Congress or ASCAP. They don't want to know about the BDS spins, but independent artists, like, I take my radio station, for instance, they hit me up, yo, man, can I get spin? Can I get spin? I'll be like, yo, I'm underground like you, man. I'm saying I'm going to bless you with a spin. Here we go. Let's ride. But they don't come back and be like, we support UNG radio station. Click. We support Put Them On Blast. Click. Hit like or something. Or tell everybody friends, man, I'm going to be on Put Them On Blast. Y'all all come on. Now that I was on that show, y'all still go back to support. It's hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that. Huh?
For real, that's what we be talking about. That's just like whenever you do a song with an artist, and, like, especially if you're underground and you want a mainstream artist on your song, you do that song, you pay that artist so much money to get on your song, you expecting that artist who you paid to help promote that song. They don't do that. They get your money, and then they're gone. See what I'm saying?
Crazy,
so what? You know, it's like, yeah, I did that. I got that money. So what? So I'm saying, no, you're supposed to help promote that song so that way you can help blow this artist up. So I'm saying just like vice versa. You're supposed to scratch each other's back. Just like people who come on the radio station, we support everybody. Even if they don't want to call back in, it's still all love. So I'm saying we still going to support them. But it's just the principles we ask them, you know, like you said, click like on Facebook. So I'm saying put them on Blast Radio. Just hit the like button. That's all you got to do is just take a split second, hit like. Everybody was on the radio station. Everybody said they love it. They support it. Then hit like and show everybody that you support it. So I'm saying come on to the music industry discussion. Let's talk about this music industry so we can help all the underground artists, you know, get into the industry. Because I know a lot of people trying to break into the industry and they got questions, but they don't know how to go by doing it. And they following after certain people and they looking at certain people and they might have a certain idea on how to get in. But the way they're doing it, it's not working for them. And I know the game is to be sold, not told, but at the same time, it don't hurt to help somebody who's really trying to get into the industry. It don't really hurt to help somebody, you know, open up a door to. So I'm saying, but when you open up that door, it's on them to keep that door open and keep on moving. If they can't and they get that and they get pushed out the door and the door get closed, that's on them. You did your part. So I'm saying that's why we're telling everybody, do your paperwork, hook up with ASCAP, BMI, hook up with somebody so you can get royalties, do your copyrights. So I'm saying even if you don't got money for copyrights, do a poor man's copyright. Record your shit and you put it inside of an envelope. When you put it inside of an envelope, you seal it up, mail it off to yourself. When it comes back to yourself, you leave it in there, never open it up until you happen to go to court one day. So I'm saying that's just a poor man's way. You know what I'm saying? But it's important to have it on paperwork, documented, black and white, pay the little $25 fee or whatever, $35 fee for each copyright paper or copyright your whole entire CD with all the songs on it. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost that much. The same amount of money you're spending for a dub sack of weed and you smoking ounces a day, you know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing. It's just like studio time. People, oh, I can't get studio time. I ain't got the money. Yeah, you got the money. You just buying all that weed and buying all that excess stuff you really don't need. And now you got the money for studio time, and then you expect somebody to give it to you for free. It don't work that way. See what I'm saying? Because everybody got to eat. Everybody got to eat, because if the shoes was on the opposite foot, you'd be like, yeah, hey, man, I need some money, man. I got kids. I got family. I got to eat. See what I'm saying? You'd want money. Everybody want money. So treat the next man fairly. Don't try to use him for his stuff like me. For example, I do so much stuff and everybody want everything for free because I don't even be tripping. I'm like Jam Master Jay. So I'm saying I don't mind putting people in the studio for free, but just don't backstab me. So I'm saying don't be sitting there trying to think I'm going to be playing me out of pocket because I put you in the studio for free and I'm doing little things, so now you want everything for free. No, it don't work like that. I'm just helping you out because I'm listening to you. I feel like you got talent. So I don't mind helping you. See what I'm saying? But just don't use me up for my shit. Throw me something. You know, I got electricity. I got bills. I got a family. I got to eat, too. I'm trying to get up. I'm trying to get in the industry just like you, man. Man, you know what I'm saying? We all trying to break into this industry together. There's enough money for everybody to eat. So I'm saying these videos, everybody dropping music videos, that's fine and dandy. I don't hate on nobody dropping their music videos. Everybody needs music videos, but don't flood the market with videos. It's, see what I'm saying? You got mixtapes, solo albums, singles, and all this double CDs. You don't need to make a video on every single song that's on there because the females like it. See what I'm saying? Don't do that. Right. That's what flood in the market, and that's what's making record companies and record companies execs look like, damn, is they desperate? To me, it's like a desperate move. They even looking at it like it's like, okay, the average artist, Snoop in them, see what I'm saying, E-40 in them, they make videos, but they don't go and make a video on every single track on their CD. See what I'm saying? They only do like 4, maybe 5 videos off of their CD, like I said last Thursday. See what I'm saying? All it is the singles is what they're making videos off of. They're making them off other hit songs that they know are guaranteed to be a smash hit to go gold or platinum. That's what they do videos on. They don't do video, you know, you're not supposed to just do a video just because, oh, it's hot today, or we having a barbecue video time, video shoot. No, and then you go, like you said, throw it up on Facebook, YouTube, and want to get paid and stuff, but you're not getting paid no money. And then you're stressing out like, man, why everybody else getting paid? Why everybody else getting jewelry and diamonds? And why everybody else getting signed to record companies and we ain't getting nowhere? We putting That's in the same what they putting in, but we're not getting nowhere. These are questions people are asking. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Why is it everybody else, we're doing the same exact thing everybody else is doing, but we're not making it like they are. What's the difference between us and them? There really
some people got their paperwork together.
What you say?
Some people got their paperwork together and the other ones don't.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And certain other people who, like you said, people who got their paperwork together, there's other people out there who like that. You know what I'm saying? They appreciate that because that lets people know you're really about what you're about. You're about business. You know what I'm saying? You're about taking care. You're serious about your product, about your art, and you really, you know, you're basically a businessman, basically, overall. You know what I'm saying? You're serious. You're a serious individual. That's the only way I do it,
man.
You know, so that's why I do everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm an ASCAP member, like I said, but I'm soon to be a BMI member. BMI pays for everything. BMI pays for everything. You know, you put your music on anything, damn near, and you can get paid.
That's right.
Royalties. But people don't understand the thing about royalties, like I tried to say before. People thinking because you get signed to a company, you know, a record company, you're supposed to get royalties just off top real quick because you got a song or two or even a CD out on iTunes or, you know, it might be popular in the hood somewhere. In the streets locally, so you feel like you're supposed to just get hella royalties just overnight. No, it don't work like that. Royalties is quarterly, just like it's just like pregnancy. Everything is in quarters. It's just like working, you know, like a regular job. You work all year long, and then by the time the end of the year comes, you file your taxes, and you get income taxes back. See what I'm saying? And that's what everybody wants. Same thing as the music industry. You work so long, and then you file your paperwork, which is like taxes. You file your paperwork with ASCAP, BMI, or whoever, and they send you out a royalty check, just like working. They send you out your income tax, and it's a big lump sum, but you got to put in work and earn it. See what I'm saying? You can't get a big royalty check because you sold 50 downloads on iTunes or Rhapsody or whatever it may be, e-music, whatever website it is. So I'm saying you're not going to be no millionaire overnight. You're not even going to be a superstar overnight. Don't put in the work. So I'm saying some people don't become superstars until the 3rd, 4th album.
That's right.
You know, you got to really get out there on the road and put in work. You got to network. You got to, you know, be in that studio. You got to do interviews. You got to get your music heard. You got to get your, you know, you got to really step like Sonny B, Sonny Blue Bland. See what I'm saying? I learned from him, Blow You Up Promotion. I learned from him. See what I'm saying? Every time he goes to the Hip Hop Award show, like I tell people, show up before the show starts. Get all your flyers, your CDs, put them in every seat that people sitting in. So I'm trying to get out there with the people standing out there in line, hand out your flyers and CDs, tell them who you are on such and such. Take a flyer, whether they like you or not, whether they throw it away or not, put it in their hand. At least they know who you are, who they talking to. See what I'm saying?
That's
you
right.
got the only thing a person can say is yes or no. Everybody's not going to like your music. You know, and everybody's not going to like you as an individual. But it don't hurt to take a chance. See what I'm saying? Take a chance. You never know. You might blow up. Like E-40 said, you do a tight song, come get in that studio and do some music. You work on it, work on it, and put some songs that you never know. One of those songs, you might wake up the next day and be the biggest thing on the planet. You don't even... But you're the biggest thing on the planet, biggest superstar around. You do not even know it because of that one song. Like Lucci Liu, the newest Raw Dog music artist that we signed. See what I'm saying? This song right here, Drinking Your Life Away. Drinking My Life Away. That song right there, as an example, see what I'm saying? That song right there, he can go to sleep and wake up and be the biggest star on the planet. See what I'm saying? It's just all the principles on putting in work. And getting it heard by the right ear. It takes the right person to hear it, and then when they hear it, they're going to catch on and they're going to be like, we need him. We need that. We'll pay whatever it is for that. We want that. And like Too Short say, never sell your music. Whatever you write, keep it. Don't sell
right.
your stuff off to somebody.
Your copyright.
Keep it copywritten, all that. Keep your music. Don't sell it to nobody. Even if you don't use it, keep it. You might use it in the long run. You'd be 50 years old and never, ever use it. And then, man, you know what? Let me put out one last CD before I die. And you put these songs out nobody ever heard. And next know you the biggest thing right before you die. Old-ass man. See what I'm saying? With hot-ass tracks. Fire. And they'd be like, damn, nigga, why you didn't put that out a long time ago? You'd be like, hey, it is what it is. But, you know. I don't want to keep everybody, you know, it's just the music industry discussion, part 4.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody tune in for part 5. We have this every Thursday night at 9:00 p.m. West Coast time. And it's Crazy Mo Blood Vino, which is me, your host, and my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone, and our special guest, Man with UNG Radio, you know, and UNG Records. You know, it's all love. You know, all the way around all four corners, and we hope everybody just keep tuning in because we need everybody's opinions and everybody's input on the music industry. And all we're trying to do is help everybody get smarter and wiser, and that way, you know, you can really make it and more doors might open up for you, especially after you be on Put 'Em on Blast Radio. You never know. You get some good information, soak it up, use it, take it out there, and you'd be like, man, what they was talking about really, really worked. We put it together, and it worked. Exactly. So that's what we're here for, to help people and to get the word out. Even though we talk about music, we talk about life discussions also, too, and we're just trying to get a positive message out there to everybody. You know, like I tell everybody, be safe, stop the violence. You know, we all need to come together as one. We need unity. We all need to support all the local artists, no matter where you are on this planet. You know what I'm saying? Support your local artists. That's the only how artists is going to get anywhere. See what I'm saying? Support them. Don't bully artists. I mean, don't bully fans into buying your music. See what I'm saying? Be nice with them. See what I'm saying? I understand everybody got attitudes. Everybody got their own personalities. Everybody go through things at certain times. It might be a bad day here and there. But when it comes to a fan, you have to play your part. You have to stay in position. You cannot step out of character because they're looking at you like a certain individual. Damn, they're like a role model. So first impression is the best impression. So when you walk up on a fan and you greet them with who you are, greet them with a smile in your CD and a flyer and a business card and whatever it may be. So that way you can get everything you need and everybody be happy. Now you got new fans. And while you out there, make sure when you meet a fan, especially a fan that you cool with and that you really networking with, write down their name and their email address so that way you can email them information and keep that fan updated on your music, and everybody will be happy. And then that fan can go tell more fans and gain more fans who will all go buy your music and whatever else. Now you got Team Raw Dog or Team UNG Radio or Team whatever it may be. See what I'm saying? You know, it's all up on the artist and it's all up on the fans. Fans have to support and artists have to put in work. See what I'm saying? You got to put in work. You got to do your part. Everybody has to do their part. See what I'm saying? You know, because this music industry, if you're looking at it, it's really taking a toll and it's falling. The whole industry, no matter rock and roll, hip-hop, all genres of music is falling. So never sit down and judge and be like, oh, rock and roll is still doing it big, but hip-hop is falling. They're the only one falling. No, everybody is falling because it's falling off. Music is falling off because everybody that's doing music is damn near old, and then they quit doing music. They listening to the new music. They like, oh, that's watered down. So we need to get back in the industry. Oh, I can still sing a little bit. I still got it. I can still move my hips a little bit. So the old folks get back in the industry and make a comeback and make more money because that's what we miss. And now these new artists are like, oh, these old geezers, you too old. You played out. You shouldn't be rapping past 30 or you shouldn't be doing this. How are you going to tell somebody how long they should be rapping? Who are you?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You don't do stuff like that, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But we're running out of time, though. But like I said, you know, I just want everybody to keep supporting, and please call in. See what I'm saying? Please support Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Support Madman UNG Records. Support us. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do a movement. We're trying to put the issues out there for you guys. We're the number one West Coast hip-hop radio station, Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That's what we're here for, and it's all love around all four corners. And, man, I salute you for coming on this show, and it's all love. And until next time, you know, peace and happiness. And before I leave, Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say a few words to you.
What's up, Madman?
Hey.
Yeah, well, I've been listening and I've been moving in and out, but it's all good. I've been listening to both of y'all, and y'all sound really good, and y'all know what y'all talking about. And regardless, to anybody out there, I want to say this. Regardless, if don't nobody want us to put us in our position, God created us in His image, so we're already in position. You cannot stop us. Nothing you do, nothing you say. We're positive, and we're all for you guys and for ourselves as well. So it's positive. You can't find nothing negative out of this, so don't look for nothing negative. And we're going to keep smashing. We're going to keep loving y'all out there, and haters keep hating. And all y'all callers, if you're listening in, tune in, don't hang up. You'll get your chance to tune in. You know what I mean? You'll get your chance to say what you got to say. Just give us enough time to get it out. We'll get to you. We see you right here on the screen. We love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Put God first, you kids. And I'm proud of y'all. Just keep pushing and keep trying and keep going forward. And Madman?
Yes.
We're supposed to do this.
Hey, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Because we all we got, you know. The music
That's
industry started off independent. We're independent now, so it's time for us to stand up.
That's what I said. If we started right here and keep pushing it, as long as it's just like the Million Man March. You start with one man, two men, three men, four men, 20 men, 60 men. You know, it'll catch on.
That's right. So with that being said, let's all build, y'all. Let's build together. Stay hype. If you want your projects to push, you got to really stay on top of your game. A lot of artists nowadays get these deals and they let their managers and the company take control of their projects for their career. They don't go where they want to go because they sat back and they was promised this dream and they got this little check. Of course, they gave you a quick $1,000 because they said you was worth a couple million. You know what I mean? And now they're going to take the rest of your money and just fly with it. When you're done with your deal, you might even own your name because you didn't register the ASCAP for BMI. So that's what tonight's conversation was about. I hope and pray that a lot of the artists out there took heed of this, wrote down some notes, or at least memorized it in your brain,
that you got to get your paperwork together. It is a business, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
You get that deal, copyright your name, copyright your album, you know what I mean? So you own your name, you own your album rights, your lyrical rights, your beats rights, all that. Because when you ain't got your paperwork together, and when it all nails down to it, or if you don't know the paperwork business, it's going to hurt you. A lot of these artists putting out 25 songs on a mix CD, don't even know the ASCAP and BMI only pay you for 10 songs. So 15 of those songs are just in the air. Then, you know, they try to copyright the whole album and didn't do it correctly. All kind of stuff. They don't even know that BDS spins is an office that palliates your spins on the radio. They don't even know when they got played on, put them on blast. They did an interview when y'all interviewed them. They could have reported that to ASCAP, and ASCAP would write that down. Or BMI, we got notes that they was going to put them on blast. Like on my radio station, we try to help folks out. We spin them 3 times a day, try to make it somewhat four, so at the end of the month, that'll be 100. In 5 months' time, that's 500 spins. If you go around to 10 internet radio stations, that's 5,000 spins. You're getting royalty checks, and you ain't even got an album out. You know what I'm saying? It's careers behind careers. So a lot of artists, I hope and pray y'all open your eyes up, man. You know what I'm saying? You heard it from Madman, Crazy Mo, Kimmy Simone. You know what I'm saying? We out here. We got our albums for sale. We on the same vibe as y'all. We ain't acting like we bigger than nobody. We just sharing the knowledge that we got. We sharing the knowledge that we got. And we want y'all to call in and support us so that we support y'all. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. And y'all heard it first right here on your first number one West Coast Hood radio station. This is Put 'Em On Blast Radio, y'all. And I'm your co-host, Kimmy Simone. And we got Madman from UNG right here on Put 'Em On Blast. We love y'all. Stay safe. United One Nation. God bless. Peace out.
Peace.